Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear, crisp night across Israel. Temperatures are comfortable, making for pleasant conditions if you're out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, Justin from the Jerusalem Post. Iran launched missiles at U.S. bases in the Middle East in an attempted surprise attack, according to U.S. CENTCOM. Also, earlier this hour, Walla reports that Iran's missile launch at an American base in Jordan was intercepted successfully. Also this hour, Ynet details the story of Maj, Yahalom's first female operations officer, breaking barriers in leadership roles during war. Separately, JNS brings news from earlier today where Netanyahu and Trump had a positive, productive meeting in D.C. amid ongoing discussions about Iran. And finally, the Australian Jewish News highlights a call for coexistence, noting that the real story was not about Labour's platform. Reaction has been swift on social media. Iris, an observer, posted minutes ago that Trump described his meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu as very good, discussing many important issues. Eyal Jacobi shared earlier today that President Trump posted photos with PM Netanyahu. Al Arabiya English reported that Saudi Arabia conducted targeted strikes against Iran-backed militia in Iraq, coordinating with U.S. Central Command in response to recent drone attacks. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the Jerusalem Post's report. Iran launched at least four ballistic missiles targeting a U.S. military base in Jordan. U.S. Central Command confirmed the attempted surprise attack. This incident marks a significant escalation and could impact diplomatic relations further across the region. Turning to Walla's coverage, the intercept of Iranian missiles by U.S. defenses highlights the ongoing tensions and the preparedness of U.S. forces in the region. The successful interception prevented potential casualties and further conflict escalation. Meanwhile, Ynet's feature on Maj, underscores a milestone in military leadership, with the first female operations officer in the elite Yahalom unit. Her leadership during missions emphasizes ability over gender, inspiring future generations in the Israeli Defense Forces. In earlier reporting from JNS, the meeting between Netanyahu and Trump in Washington was described as productive. The discussions focused on Iran, with Trump seeking continued negotiations. This meeting could influence future diplomatic strategies concerning Iran. Finally, the Australian Jewish News noted that the defining moment was a powerful call for coexistence rather than focusing on political platforms. This highlights an ongoing desire for peace and mutual understanding in the region. On the economic front, first, according to CTEC, Amnon Shashua is shifting focus as he steps back from Mobileye, eyeing advancements in AI ventures. His next move could shape Israel's tech landscape significantly. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports a surge in demand for smart monitoring watches, driven by increased parental concerns. The product's popularity soared tenfold, marking a notable trend in consumer technology. And finally, from Globes. Mobileye's unit MoveIt is reducing its workforce by 30% to concentrate on its robotaxi venture. This shift could streamline operations and accelerate progress in autonomous driving innovation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.